started.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercy and love. Thank you for your compassion toward us. Thank you for your strength that is working in us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for helping us to grow in the knowledge of you. Thank you for defending us. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for blessing us with every spiritual blessing and physical blessing. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for changing us into the kind of persons you want us to be. Thank you for helping us to live a righteous life, a pure life, and a holy life in every day of our lives. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for teaching us righteousness in the midst of a world full of unrighteousness. Thank you for teaching us to do good in the midst of an evil generation. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for answering our prayers. Even those prayers we pray during the 40 days fasting. Thank you, Father, for answering them. Blessed be your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunities you have sent into our lives. The opportunities you sent so that we can ascend into greatness through them. Thank you, Father. We thank you for giving us love for others, compassion for others, such that we pray for others and also preach your gospel to others. Thank you for filling our hearts and mind with such love. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for also helping us to help others, to bless them in form of physical gift, in form of material supplies. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. We are here, O Lord, in your presence to seek your face and to pray I ask that you show us mercy tonight. In the name of Jesus. Show us mercy and help us as we call upon you tonight, O Lord. Show us your mercies. Help us in those areas we need your help. Bless us greatly. Revive us. Revive our spirits and souls and bodies. In Jesus' name. Give us answers to our prayers. Even the prayers we're going to pray tonight in this place. Do so in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. Thank you, for we know you're going to touch us and our lives shall not remain the same again. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We're going to take some worship songs before we pray. Heavenly Lord, your name is wonderful. Your name is powerful. Your name is beautiful. We worship you, Lord, for you are mighty. You got the whole world in your hands. Heavenly Father, Heavenly Lord, your name is wonderful. Your name is excellent. Your name is beautiful. We worship you, Lord, for you are mighty. You got the whole world in your ways. You got the whole world. You got the whole world in your ways. 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 You got the whole world. You got the whole world in your ways. 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 There is power. Wonder-walking power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-walking power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power. There is power, power on the walking power in the blood of Jesus, of the Lamb. There is power, power on the walking power in the precious blood of the Lamb. I will enter His gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His court with praise. And I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I'll rejoice, how we rejoice, for He has made me glad. Hallelujah, He has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for He has made me glad. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. That wonder to me, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. That wonderful name, that wonderful name, Jesus. Oh, that wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before Your throne. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before Your throne. We bow before Your throne. We worship at Your feet. We bow before Your throne. You are the glorious God. We bow before Your throne. We worship at Your feet. We bow before Your throne. You are the glorious God. How excellent is your name, O Lord, in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, in every situation. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. Throw your weight in this place, Spirit of God. Throw your weight in this place, Spirit of God. Let your power flow. Let your presence flow. Spirit of God, throw your weight in this place. Throw your weight in this place, Holy Spirit. Throw your weight in this place, Spirit of God, the weight of your power. Throw your weight in this place, Spirit of God, the weight of your glory. Let your power flow. Oh, let your presence flow, Spirit of God. Throw your weight in this place, the weight of your dominion. Throw your weight in this place, Spirit of God. The weight of your authority. Throw your weight in this place, Spirit of God. Let your power flow. Oh, let your presence flow. Spirit of God, throw your weight in this place. How we need the river. How we need the rain. Living waters flow through us again. We pray, shower down your glory. Shower down your grace. Let your holy presence fill this place. How we need a river. How we need a river. How we need the rain. The waters flow to us again. We pray, Lord Jesus, shower down your glory. Shower down your grace, Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. Shower down your glory. Shower down your glory. Shower down your grace, Lord. Let your holy presence fill this place. We need your anointing. Let it fall, for it's on us. Anointing that breaks our yoke, and that we set the captives free. By the power of the Holy Ghost, fall, press on us. We need your anointing. Let it fall on us now. Anointing, fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Singing from your heart. Anointing, fall on me. Anointing, fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Oh, anointing, fall on me. Jesus, Lamb of God, hold thee. He's your Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, the Lamb of God. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, He can move the mountain. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. the power of the Lord come down. Amen. Let the power of the Lord come down. Right here, let the power of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the power of the Lord come down. Let the power of the Lord, let the power of the Lord come down. Right now, let the power of the Lord come down. In Jesus' name, let the power of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the power of the Lord come down. Let the glory of the Lord, let the glory of the Lord come down. Oh, let the glory of the Lord come down. In Jesus' name, let the glory of the Lord from heaven come down. Let the glory of the Lord come down. Hosanna in the highest. Let our King be lifted on. Hosanna. Sing Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, in the highest. Let our King be lifted up. There is a river. There is a fountain. There is a fountain. Who is the King? Victorious warrior, God of everything, my rock, my shelter, my very own, blessed Redeemer, raise up on the throne. There is a fountain. There is a fountain. Who is the King? Victorious warrior, God of everything. My rock, my shelter, my very own, blessed Redeemer, raise upon the throne. There is a fountain. There is a fountain. Who is the King? Victorious warrior. time, my very own, blessed Redeemer, raise upon the throne. I need thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour I need thee, every hour I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior, I I need thee every hour. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Yes, Lord. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of tongue within. Thou changest not, thy compassion they feel not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, all I have needed, I am provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Sing it again if you know its faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, all I have needed, I have provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Hopefully you're about to begin to worship and bless his name. Glorify and adore him. Magnify him for who he is. He is the Almighty God. He is the King of glory. He is the Lord of hosts. He is the Ancient of Days, the Rock of Israel, the Rock of Ages, the Everlasting Father, the Miracle Worker, the Mountain Mover, and the Way Maker. Worship him for who he is. He is God forever and ever. He is God, whether anyone believe or not. He is God, and he cannot change. It cannot change. Thousands of years have passed, and yet it did not change. And thousands and millions and billions of years will still pass, and our God will not change. He will remain the same forever. Worship Him. Nothing can change Him. No situation can change Him. The will of man cannot change Him. The desires of His enemies cannot change who He is, and we will continue to be. Worship Him for who He is. Only Him can speak, and His words will come to pass. Only Him can reverse irreversible things. Only Him can do new things. And the old things will be forgotten. Worship Him. Only Him can turn around the life of a man. And it will be as though the man has never had a problem before. Glorify Him. Only Him can change your story. Only Him can lift up a man, and no one will be able to bring him down. And only Him can bring down a man, and no one will be able to lift him up. Glorify Him. He does terrible things in righteousness. He is the consuming fire. He is a dangerous God. Worship Him. He rules forever. He reigns forever. His dominion is over all. Worship Him. We praise You, everlasting Father. We praise You, everlasting Father. We praise You, everlasting Father. We worship You for who You are. We worship Your majesty. You are the same yesterday, the same today, and the same forever. Blessed be Your holy name. We praise You, Lord. We praise You, Lord. We praise You, Lord. You give power to the powerless. You give strength to the weak. You give hope to the hopeless. You give life to the dead. Healing to the sick. We worship You, Father. You give joy to the sorrowful. You give revival to the dying. We praise You, Father. Blessed be Your holy name. We worship You, Lord. We worship You, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praises. Amen. You're going to thank Him. You're going to say, thank You, Father, for Your goodness and mercies that have filled up my life and days. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Say, thank You, Father, for filling up my life. Thank You for filling up my days with Your goodness and mercies. Thank You for making Your goodness and mercies to follow me everywhere I go. Thank you for making your goodness and mercies to run after me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for being so good to me. Thank you for being so merciful to me. Thank you for being so compassionate toward me. Thank you for being so loving to me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for making me to overcome my enemies. Thank you for making me to succeed and to prosper. Thank you, Lord, for making your goodness and mercies to fill up my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Each sense of this, thank you. King of glory, thank you. Lord of hosts, thank you. Thank you for showing me mercy. Thank you for helping me in my helpless state. Thank you for showing me mercy. Thank you for opening doors for me. Thank you for restoring my soul. Thank you for restoring my strength. Thank you for restoring my health. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for bringing your words to pass concerning me. Thank you for bringing your promises to pass concerning me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father, for bringing your words to pass concerning me. Thank you for bringing your prophecies to pass concerning me. Thank you for bringing your will to pass in my life. Thank you, Father, for bringing your prophecies, your promises for my life to pass. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. We are still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for changing the face of my life to look exactly the way you want it to be. Say, thank you, Lord, for changing the appearance of my life to look the way you want it to be. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for changing the face of my life. Thank you for changing the face of my destiny, the face of my calling, the face of my career, the face of my ministry, to look exactly the way you want it to be. Thank you, Father, for changing the appearance of my life to look the way you want it to be. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. we are still going to thank you. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for making difficult things easy in my life. Things that were difficult for a lot of people, you have made to be so easy in my whole life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for making difficult things easy in my life. Thank you, Father, for making difficult things easy in my life. Difficult things you have made to be easy in my spiritual life. And in every other areas of my life, you have made difficult things to become his. You have made my success to come easily. You have made my breakthroughs to come easily. You have made my progress to come easily. You have made my success, my great achievement, my promotion, my dominion, my victory, you have made them to come easily. Thank you, Father. You have made my deliverance to happen easily. You have made my healing to happen easily. Thank you, Father. You have made the things that were difficult for others to become so easy in my own life. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, be merciful unto me. And let my expectations, my good expectations, come into manifestation. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, be merciful unto me. Be merciful unto me. Be merciful unto me. Say, Father, be merciful unto me and let my expectations come to manifestation. All the good things I have been expecting from you, Father, let them come into manifestation. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. It is the will of God that the expectation of the righteous be granted. Continue to pray like that. The Father, let my expectations come to manifestation by your mercy. By your mercy. By your mercy. Continue to pray like that. It is the will of God that the expectation of the righteous come to pass. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, by your mercy, let my prayer request turn into testimonies. Say, Father, by your mercy, let my prayer point, my prayer request turn into testimonies. Let them turn into miracles. Let them come into physical manifestation. In the name of Jesus, show me mercy, Father. Show me mercy, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Let me read for you. Let me read from Proverbs 23 verse 18. Proverbs 23. Maybe I should read from verse 17. Proverbs 23. From verse 17, it says, let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. Verse 18, for surely there is an end. Yeah, can you see that? Proverbs 23, verse 18, for surely there is an end. And thine expectation shall not be cut off. Surely there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. In fact, in that verse 17, it says, don't envy sinners, but remain in the fear of the Lord. Remain in righteousness for the rest of your life. Why? Because that good thing you have been expecting shall not be cut off. Yeah, so it's a wrong thing for you to envy sinners. And then you start saying in your mind, oh, see how those people are enjoying. Yeah, they have money. They have blessings. Yeah, why is it that Christians are suffering? But people that are committing sins, people that are worshiping other gods, they have everything they want. They can spend any amount of money they want. Yeah, but here am I, doing the will of God, living a righteous life, and yet I'm not getting what I want. Yeah, the Bible says, do not envy sinners. Yeah, but remain in the fear of the Lord throughout your life on earth. And then the Bible went further to say that surely there is an end. So which means whatever you are going through, there is an end. Whatever the problem is, whatever the poverty, the level of poverty or scarcity is, there is an end. Yeah. And I prophesy over your life that the problem Satan and pain I've created in your life shall come to an end in the name of Jesus. So you're going to pray that prayer again. You're going to say, Father, be merciful unto me and do not cut off my expectations from you. Do not deny my expectations from you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, be merciful unto me and do not deny my expectations from you. Do not deny my request from you. Do not deny my heart's desire from you. I hope you're praying. Yeah, if you are in this prayer session and you're not praying, then you're just wasting your time. You could have just take this time and sleep. Yeah, no one is going to crucify if you are sleeping right now. But if you are here, should you be here and be sleeping? Yeah, that is wrong. Open your mouth and pray. Say, Father, be merciful unto me. Be merciful unto me. And do not reject my expectations. Do not deny my request. You said in your word that everyone that comes to you shall not be cast away. Say, Father, I have come to you. Do not cast me away. I have prayed. Do not cast away the answers to my prayers. I have fasted. I have prayed. Oh Lord, show me mercy and grant my expectations. Are you praying? Ask God to show you mercy. Ask God to show you mercy. Maybe it is this night he wants to show you mercy and grant your expectation. Yeah, maybe. Open your mouth and talk to him. Talk to him with your heart. Talk to him from your heart because you really want him to grant your expectations. Because you really want him to grant your heart's desire. Because you really want a change in your life. Talk to him. Say, oh Lord, please show me mercy. Show me mercy. Show me mercy. Show me mercy. I believe you're praying. Say, Lord, show me mercy and grant my heart's desires. Grant my expectations from you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, it says, for surely there is an end. Proverbs 23, verse 18. For surely there is an end. Yeah, if only you will not give up, there is an end. There is an end to your pain. There is an end to your poverty. There is an end to your problem. There is an end to your limitation if only you will not give up. If only you will continue to knock the doors and the gates of heaven. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I refuse to listen to every negative voice that is telling me to give up on God. You're going to say, I refuse to listen to every negative voice telling me to give up on God's power. Let my ears never hear such voices anymore. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. I refuse to listen to voices of discouragement. I refuse to listen to voices that are telling me to stop trusting God. I refuse to listen to voices telling me to stop waiting on God. I refuse to listen to voices telling me to stop expecting the answers to my prayer. Let my ears, let the ears of my heart and my mind be blocked from hearing those voices. From this moment onward, in the name of Jesus, let my ears never hear such voices again. Let the ears of my heart and the ears of my soul and the ears of my mind never hear such voices again. Every voice that is telling me to give up on God's power, to give up on God's promises, to give up on God's strength, to give up on faith, to give up on trusting God. Let such voices be silenced forever in my life. In the name of Jesus, let my ears never hear them. Let the ears of my heart never hear such voices again. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, as we began to pray, I saw that some of you here, you have lost hope concerning certain things about your life. Yeah, and that is very wrong. Yeah. Some of you are already agreeing with what the enemy is doing in your life. You're already agreeing with him. Yeah, you're already agreeing with him. It's just like you have a sickness. And then you're now agreeing with the sickness. You're now accepting that this sickness has come to stay. Or you have a problem and then you're now accepting it. No, that is very wrong. You are very, very wrong. Then why are you praying? And why are you fasting? If you already agree with what is not the will of God for your life, you already agree with Him, and then you're already feeling like, I just have to continue like this. I just have to accept this. No, it's very wrong. Very, very wrong. I mean, very, very wrong. If you are doing that, then you are wasting all your prayers. because your prayers will never be answered. If you have now accepted the will of Satan for your life, you have now accepted what the enemy is doing in your life, and you are now okay with it, and there is no rejection in your spirit, then all your prayers, you have just wasted all your prayers and fasting. Yeah, that is very wrong. Problems will not go if you don't want them to go. Yeah, demons will not leave if you're not aggressive. Yeah, if you're not aggressive about them leaving. And then if you're not pushing them away, commanding them to go, they will not go. So I want you to pray. Pray like someone that wants a change in your life. You're going to pray like them. You can say, Father, release your power into my life and situation, and let your power cause the change I have been waiting for. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. If I don't know that God's power is able to change anything, do you think I'll keep organizing these prayer sessions? Do you think I'll keep doing these prayer sessions? Yeah, do you think I'll come here to waste my time? No, and I don't want you to also come here and be wasting your time. There is a power that changes anything. Why not call for that power from the throne of God? If God doesn't answer prayer, do you think I'll be here wasting my time? Pray, say, Father, release your power. Release your power into my life, into my situation, and let your power cause the change I have been waiting for. Let your power produce the change I have been looking for right now. Right now, in the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Release your power now. Release your power now. I need your power. Father, I need your power. I need your power. In my body, I need your power. In my bones, I need your power. In my soul, I need your power. In my spirit, I need your power. In my environment, I need your power. In my finances, I need your power. In my calling and ministry, I need your power. Release your power now. Your power that is able to cause the change I desire. Release the power now. Release the power right now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. It says, for surely there is an end. There is an end. So whatsoever has a beginning has an end. Yeah, and that was why Jesus said, I am the beginning and the end. The beginning and the ending. Yeah, so whatsoever has a beginning has an end because of Jesus. Because he's the beginning and he's the ending. Yeah, so and you know that nothing exists without Jesus. He was the one that created all things. So he's the end of all things. So if something is going on in your life that is not according to the will of Jesus, so Jesus can appear in your life and put that into an end. Yeah, because that thing would not have begun if not for Jesus. Everything is existing because Jesus created them. Yeah, you can read it in Colossians chapter 1. Just continue to read all the verses in Colossians chapter 1. Yeah, it says, "For by him were all things created, visible or invisible." Yeah, so if nothing can exist except Jesus made them to exist, then that means only Jesus can end anything. Yeah, so you are going to pray. What is that thing that is going on in your life that is not according to the will of Jesus? You're going to pray. You're going to say, "Lord Jesus, you are the beginning and the ending. Appear in my life and bring to an end everything that is not you that begin it. Everything that is not according to your will, appear in my life and bring them to an end." Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. You just take it in Jesus to the appear now. Appear now. There's no way Jesus cannot appear. Jesus can appear inside the cells in your body. He can appear in the bones. He can appear in the organs. There is no way he cannot appear. He can appear anywhere. Even in the deepest darkness. Even in hell, he can appear there. Anywhere he can appear. Whether he's under the sea, whether it's in invisible realms or visible realms, Jesus can appear anywhere. So continue to pray like that. The Lord Jesus appear in my life and bring to an end everything that is against your will. Everything that is not you that is doing it in my life. Everything that is not you who started it in my life. Lord Jesus, appear now and terminate them. Terminate them. I believe your praying. Appear in my financial life. And put to an end everything that is not you that is doing it right now. Right now. Are you praying? Pray him to help you. Thank you, Father. Appear in my body. Appear in my soul. Appear in my spirit. Appear now, Lord Jesus. Appear in my environment. Appear in my home. Appear in my marriage. Bring to an end everything that is not you that is doing it right now. In the name of Jesus, bring to an end, thank you, Lord, everything that is not of you. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. For surely there is an end. For surely there is an end. Now, do you know that some people, they stop trusting God, and they stop waiting for God when it's already 3 months to the manifestation of their blessings, or to the fulfillment of God's promise for them, just 3 months. And then the angels begin to shake their head. The angels begin to be very sad, because they were like, why can't she wait just for the next 3 months? Why can't he wait just for 3 months? And this thing would have been done. So when they were already so close to the fulfillment of God's promise, they gave up. I pray that will not be your portion. I pray for you that you will not give up when you're already so close to your miracle, in the name of Jesus. So I want you to pray. Like I said during the last prayer session, that God has his own time. Yeah, he has his times. Yeah, and you can understand this from the lifestyle of Jesus that the Bible reveals to us. Yeah, the people would want Jesus to go somewhere, and Jesus would tell them, my time to do that has not yet come. Yeah, he would tell them, my time has not yet come, so I'm going to wait until the time to go and do it. So heaven operates with their own time. Yeah, so God is not going to follow your own calendar. Is going to follow his own calendar for you. Yeah, and that is why you must learn to wait. You must learn to wait. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and destroy every power from hell assigned to stop me from waiting on the Lord for the fulfillment of his promises for my life. Every power from hell assigned to stop me from waiting, from expecting from the Lord the fulfillment of his promises for my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and destroy them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Why should you give up when your testimony is already so close? Why? Why should you lose faith when your testimony is already so close? Pray, say, fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest those powers, consume those powers, every power that have been assigned from hell to make sure that I don't continue in faith until my miracles are released. Consume them now in the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume every power assigned to make sure that I don't continue in faith, that I don't continue in expectation, that I don't continue in trusting God till I get my miracles and blessings. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them all. Consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. It says, for surely there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. Yeah, I have said it here before, that God is faithful, and that fact cannot change. Yeah, it is not today that it will change. So God has been faithful since the beginning of creation. And those that trust in God, they always see faithfulness. This fact has been since time began. So it is not in your own time or in your own life that, you know, that this fact will change. So I have said before that God is faithful. And those that really trust in Him, not those that have second options, those that really trust in Him and not in man, they always do not suffer shame. There's no way they don't suffer shame. They don't suffer shame. Yeah, so I want you to pray. Where exactly is your trust? Where exactly is your trust? Is it in God? Or in something else? Or in someone else? So you're going to pray. And no one must replace God in your life. You must make sure of that. Your trust must always be in God. No one must replace God in your life. Now, you can have people that help you whenever you are in need, but you must not trust in those people. You must not. You must not. Even if you have parents that are ready to help you, or brothers, or uncles or aunties, you must not trust in them. You must trust in God. Yeah, so you're going to pray. So if your expectation is going to come to manifestation, then you must check where your trust really is. Yeah, even as an husband or as a wife, you must trust in God. Yeah, you must not trust even in your spouse to meet your needs. You must trust only in God. Yeah, because if God realizes that you are not trusting in Him, you are trusting in your spouse, God will intentionally not bless your spouse. Yeah, because your trust is not in Him. God hates idolatry. Yeah, He hates when you trust in something that is not Him. I'm telling you the truth. If God realizes that you are beginning to trust in your spouse more than Him, or you not trust in your spouse and you don't trust in Him, He will make sure He doesn't, you know, your spouse doesn't get the money. Yeah. Because He wants you to trust Him and not in man. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to correct my, how do I even call this prayer point? You're going to say, Father, help me to correct every aspect of my life where I have not trusted you fully, where I have not trusted you enough. Now, some of you trust in your job more than you trust in God. Some of you trust in money more than you trust in God. So you're going to say, Father, help me to correct every aspect of my life where I have not trusted you enough. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Yeah, that's the best way I can call that prayer point. And you can pray as you understand. Say, Father, help me to correct every area of my life where my trust has not been fully rooted in you. In whatever way I have misplaced my trust, help me, Lord, to correct it now. Help me to correct it now. In the name of Jesus, help me, Lord, to trust in you and in you alone. Help me to trust in you and in you alone. Help me to trust in you and in you alone. Thank you, Father, so that I can see your faithfulness. I can say it anyway. God is faithful. Yeah, and I'm not saying it from the head. I'm saying it from the heart because I have experienced his faithfulness alone. So it is not today that fact will change. Say, Lord, help me to trust you with the whole of my heart and with every area of my life, with everything in my life, so that I can experience your faithfulness. Sometimes it might look like God is delaying, but what I have known with experience is that God always show up. God always come. I'm telling you the truth. God always come. God always show up. God doesn't fail those that really trust in him. But it is not a lie. It is true. It has been proven over and over again. So if it is not happening in your life, it means something is wrong somewhere with you. If God's faithfulness is not real in your life, then something is wrong somewhere in your life. So Lord, help me. Help me to properly align my trust so that I can experience your faithfulness. In the name of Jesus, so that I can testify publicly that you are faithful. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, it says, for surely there is an end, and thine expectation and not because of. I want to say this, that there is a divine expectation on your life or from your life. Usually, if you don't give God what He's expecting from your life, then what you are expecting from Him can be delayed and can be cut off. So we must satisfy the divine expectation from our life. What God is expecting from us. If we don't, then we may not get our own expectations. And there are some of you here, even up to this moment I am speaking right now, you have not satisfied the expectation of God from your life, the demand of God from your life, what God is demanding from you, you have not given Him. And that is why He has decided not to give you what you are demanding. So what is it that God is demanding from you that you are holding back? When are you going to give Him what He's demanding from you? Because you know it. You know it. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to satisfy the divine expectation from my life. Open your heart and begin to pray like that. We're in a generation, or we are a generation of people who are quick to ask from God than to give God what He's asking for. Yeah. We are very quick to ask than to give Him what He's asking for. So we are not ready to give Him what He wants. But we always want Him to give us what we want. The Holy Spirit, help me. Help me to meet up with the demand of heaven from my life. Help me to meet up with the demand of heaven from my life. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. Some of you think you have done enough, and then God is just laughing because you have done nothing. You think you have done enough for God, or you have given enough to God, and God is just laughing because you have given nothing. What is demanding from your life is too much than what you have given. What He is asking from you is too small compared to what you are giving Him, or what you have given Him. Ask God to help you. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Holy Spirit, help me to satisfy the expectation of God from my life. Help me to give God what He is demanding from my life. Some of you, God is demanding your time. and you are not giving him that time. He's demanding that you spend time with him, that you spend time worshiping him, praising him, learning from him, meditating. But you are not doing any of that. But every time you say, oh God, give me this, oh God, give me that. Why should God give you anything? So Holy Spirit, help me to satisfy the demand of heaven from my life. Help me. I believe you're praying. And I believe you're praying this prayer from a willing heart. From a heart that wants to satisfy God's expectation. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You know, I have said it here before, that a wise Christian and a Christian who really loves God is not going to wait until our pastor give an announcement and say, we need this, we need that. Can you please contribute? Can you please support? Can you please give your money, give your material things? Yeah, a wise Christian is not going to be waiting for such announcement. Yeah, because it is your duty, it is your responsibility to move in wherever ministry or church you belong, where you know God is there, and God is using that church or ministry to help your life, to build your life, and to change your life. Yeah. So there's no need for announcement. You don't need to be waiting for an announcement. And then be saying they have not said they need anything. No, that is not the foundation upon which Christianity was built or was laid. No, that is wrong. So you don't need to be waiting to be told to do what is your duty. So it is your duty as a Christian to move every time you are able to do that. Yeah, to give from your resources. Yeah, so you don't need to wait and say, let the pastor come and ask me to give, then I will give. That is wrong. So you think pastors are beggars? You think church leaders are beggars? God forbid, they are not beggars. Yeah. And if you are in a place, you are in a ministry or a church, and then all you are doing there is you keep getting, you just keep receiving. You keep receiving every blessing, every prayer, and then nothing is coming out of you. You are not giving out. Nothing is coming out of you to support the ministry and the ministers there, then your expectations will be cut off. Because the law of sowing and reaping is a universal law, and it abides. So you have, it is what you sow that you reap. That is it. So no one needs to say anything. The pastor or the church leader don't need to say anything. But you will reap what you sow. It's just natural. You just reap what you sow. The Bible says, he that soweth sparingly shall reap sparingly. He that soweth bountifully shall reap bountifully. So these things, they are just there. So the pastor don't need to start calling your name or start telling you, this is what you're supposed to be doing. Why are you not doing it? Of course, somebody like me, I'm not going to be doing, I don't know how to do that. So I don't need to say anything. But the truth remains that you will reap what you sow. That law is there. But my heart desire is that God grant your expectations, that God bless you, that God prosper you, but you have to make sure that God do that. And the decision is in your hand. And you have to meet God's expectation from your life. So you're going to pray. If we are not doing our duty as believers, we will have a lot of our expectations being cut off. Because of the law of sowing and reaping. Because even the angels, they will look at you and then they'll feel like, oh, this person doesn't deserve this and this blessing. Because he or she have not met God's expectations, and then they will not go back with the blessing. So you're going to pray. It is not the will of any pastor that the people under him or the people following him are not moving forward and are not succeeding and are not and they are not fulfilling their destinies. It is not the joy of any true pastor. But what if the congregation are not doing what God wants them to do? Then why should God change their stories? So I'm so passionate that your life change, and you must do what God is demanding from your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, create in me a new heart that is always looking for what to do for you. Say, Father, create in me a new heart. Not a heart that is complaining and is saying, I've been doing this for God, doing that for God. I think I've done enough. No, not that type of heart. But a heart that is always looking for what to do for God. A heart that doesn't get tired doing things for God. Ask him to create such heart in you. open your mouth and begin to pray like that. That's the kind of heart God is looking for. The Holy Spirit created me a new heart that is always looking for what to do for you. A new heart that is always looking for what to do for you without being told to do it. Without being asked to do it. Give me that heart. It's not only in money, there are many things. It's not only in giving money, there are many things God wants you to do for Him. A lot of things. But if you don't have the heart, how will you even know those things? How will you discern those things? Yeah, how will you discern? The Lord created me a new heart that is going to be looking for things that you desire, things that I need to do for you. Give me such heart. Give me such heart. Give me such heart. Every spirit that is giving me an impression that I have done enough for God, or I have given enough to God, Holy Spirit, remove that spirit from my life. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, remove from my life every spirit that is making me to have a feeling that I have done enough for God, or that there is nothing God wants from me. Holy Spirit, remove such spirit from my life. In the name of Jesus, create in me a heart of a servant, a sacrificial servant that is always looking for what to do for God. That is always looking for what to do to serve God and to satisfy God's desire. Give me such heart, O Lord. Give me such heart, O Lord. Give me such heart, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I pray for you that the hand of God creates in your heart right now, that the hand of God creates in you a new heart that doesn't consider anything too much to do for God. A new heart that is always looking for what to do for God, to satisfy God's desire. Let the hand of God create such hearts in you right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. Now, there's a spirit that's in the body of Christ at this time. Yeah, and I can call it the spirit of transaction. Yeah, it's a spirit of transaction. Yeah, and I'm going to explain. Now, I don't know I don't know when that spirit entered into the church, but that spirit has been in the church now for some years. Now, what do I mean by the spirit of transaction? Now, today you see Christians, they will say, I'm going to give God this, and then I want God to give me back that. Yeah. They say, I'm going to give God this. Okay, maybe you're saying, I'm going to give God $100. And I want God to give me back $1,000. Yeah. And that spirit, I mean, the spirit that is giving people such impression is not of God. Now, before, I used to think that kind of mindset is right. But later I realized that is not right. That is wrong. And I realized that that spirit is from hell. Yeah. So a spirit that is saying, oh, let me give God this so that I can get that from God. Now, don't get me wrong. God always rewards whatever we do. Yes, especially when we do it according to His will. God always rewards every sacrifice and every good work. Yeah. But it is wrong for you to say, I give God this, so now let God give me that. It is wrong. So God Himself will choose how He wants to reward you and when He wants to reward you. Yeah, so it is not you to dictate for God and say, God, I am giving you this right now, so now I'm expecting this and that from you. I'm expecting this particular thing to come from you because I have just given you this. That mindset is wrong. I know some of you here might not want to believe what I'm saying, but I pray that God will open your eyes. Yeah, it's something I have done before, but now I'm telling you that is wrong. That is not how the kingdom of God operates. Yeah, that's not how the kingdom of God operates. So if you want to do anything for God, do it because you love Him. Yeah, don't do it because don't do it as a business transaction. Yeah, so some people they will carry a microphone and then they start going everywhere on the street preaching the gospel. Yeah, they carry megaphone or microphone, they start preaching everywhere. And then in their heart, they're saying, God, I'm preaching now. I want you to bless me in return because I'm preaching the gospel right now. So in this week, before this week comes to an end, God, you can see me now. I'm preaching. I'm shouting every week, telling people to repent. So God, before this week comes to an end, I want you to do this and that in my life. And that is the wrong way of doing God's work, or that's the wrong heart of doing God's work, and the wrong way of relating with God. Yeah. Let us relate with Him because we love Him, and because He has already given us too much, and there's no way we can repay Him for what He has given. So give to God because He has given you everything. Yeah, and you know, and you are just giving, you know, because you love Him and because you appreciate what He has done for you by sending Jesus to save your soul. Yeah, so don't embrace this transaction spirit. Yeah, and that is the spirit that is making, you know, many churches, many pastors to say, oh, sow this seed, sow this seed, sow that. Yeah, if at all you're going to sow a seed, yeah, you have to be sure that the Spirit of God is telling you to do that. It's not that because you are looking for a reward. Yeah, not because you are looking for a reward. Let it be that the Holy Spirit say, go and do this because of what I want to do for you. Yeah, the Spirit can say, go and sow this because of what I want to do for you. That is different from you now just going to sow, yeah, because you are expecting a reward. So don't relate with God with a mind of expecting rewards. That's the point. Don't do anything because of the reward. Do everything because of love, and then let God reward you. God know how and when to reward you. So you're going to pray. I wish I could explain it better than this, but I know you already understand. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I cast out every spirit of transaction that is not allowing me to serve God in an acceptable way. Every spirit of transaction that is not allowing me to walk with God in an acceptable way, I cast down that spirit right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. So every spirit that is not allowing me to serve God because I love Him and because I love His people, every spirit that is not allowing me to give to God because I love Him and because I love His people, I cast out that spirit. Every spirit that is making me to seek reward before I do anything for God, or every spirit that is making me to do things for God just for the reward, I cast out that spirit right now from my life in the name of Jesus. It's so funny. Some people, they have just done very small things for the kingdom, and then the next thing, they're expecting rewards. How much have you done? Then what about people like us who have done so much? What should we be expecting? And then you just do very small, and then you're already expecting reward. It's a wrong mindset. It's a wrong mindset. Say, Father, deliver me from that spirit. Deliver me from that spirit. In the name of Jesus. And many of them, when they don't get the reward, they now start getting weary in doing good. When they don't get the reward, they now start getting weary in doing good. Yeah, that confirms that it's the wrong way of relating with God. The Lord, deliver me from every transactional spirit that is affecting how much I should serve you, that is affecting my relationship with you, every transactional spirit that is moving me to serve you just for the reward, to give to you just for the reward. Father, deliver me from such spirit in the name of Jesus. From today, say, Lord, help me to do things for you because I love you. And because I have laid down all my life for you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, and like I said, don't get me wrong. It is good to receive rewards from God. Yeah, because God doesn't hold people. He always reward everything you have done for Him. So when God is rewarding you for what you have done for Him, take the reward. But the thing is, whenever you are doing anything for God, don't ever do it for the reward. Now, they did that in the Old Testament. They did that in the Old Testament. But in this New Testament, it is wrong. Yeah, it is wrong. Yeah, because if you don't correct that mindset, Satan is going to is going to have a legal ground over your life. Yeah, I'm telling you the truth. Satan is going to have a way you would enter into your life and cause limitations. It will give room for Satan. And that's another way of saying it. If you don't correct that mindset, it will give room for Satan in your life. Yeah. So we are still going to pray. Still in that verse of Proverbs 23, verse 18. Yeah, it says, for surely there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. Thine expectation shall not be cut off. You're going to pray. I've said it here before, that God is able to give you revelations that will explain why His blessings for your life are being delayed. Yeah, He is able to give you revelations that will show you why His blessings for you are being delayed and what you should do about it. Yeah, so that is why when you are trusting God for something, you don't stop trusting God. And then you don't stop praying until you get it. Because in the midst of praying, God will begin to show you why the answer to your prayer is being delayed and what you should do. Yeah. In fact, God can show you the powers of darkness that are blocking the blessings. But if you have given up because you have waited for 2 years, 3 years, and nothing has happened, you will not be able to see those revelations. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, open my eyes to see revelations, divine revelations that will explain to me the reason why certain blessings that I should have received by now are being delayed. The Lord, open my eyes to see such revelation. So I will begin to pray like that. The heart is in the head. Past the negation of Allah. Continue to praise the Lord. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Open my eyes to see divine information, spiritual insight that will explain to me the reason why the blessings I should have gotten by now have been delayed. Open my eyes to see those reasons. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Give me revelations that will explain the invisible operations of darkness that are behind the delay of my breakthroughs. The Father, open my eyes to see a revelation that will explain the activities going on in the realms of the spirit that is delaying the fulfillment of your promise for my life. Open my eyes to see them so that I will know how to pray and how to fight. Open my eyes now, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, open my eyes, O Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 7 more prayer points, and then we'll round off the session. You are still going to pray. It says the thine expectation shall not be cut off. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the wrath of God, let the anger of God consume principalities and powers that are blocking the answers to my prayers, blocking the release of my blessings. Let the wrath of God and the anger of God consume them now. Open your mouth and pray. I believe you're praying. Let the wrath of God and the anger of God consume principalities and powers that are blocking the answers to my prayers, blocking the release of my blessings, blocking the fulfillment of God's promises in my life. Right now, let the anger of God consume them. Help us to continue to pray like that. Let them be consumed. As it is written, for our God is a consuming fire. Let them be consumed now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. 6 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Almighty God, frustrate and destroy the effort of my enemies, the effort of my enemies to limit my life, to limit my destiny. Almighty God, frustrate and destroy them now. Hope you about them. Continue to pray like that. Then they have to take attention now. Frustrate and destroy the effort of my enemies that have been done to limit my life, to limit my destiny, to limit my calling. Prostrate and destroy their effort. Right now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. The efforts of witches and wizards, the efforts of satanic people, satanic agents, demonic agents, to limit my life, the Father frustrate their efforts and destroy their efforts. The efforts of witches and wizards, the efforts of satanic agents that are going on to limit my life and destiny. Father, frustrate and destroy their efforts right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. Yeah. You know, I pray a lot. I'm talking about my own personal life. I mean, my own personal prayer life. I pray a lot, and I realize that miracles don't happen many times because we don't continue to pray for them. Yeah, I mean, miracles don't happen because we don't continue to pray for miracles. Let's say, for instance, someone is sick, and then you want to pray for that person to be healed, and then you just prayed, and nothing happened. Yeah, you know, Satan have taught many Christians to stop praying for that person. Yeah, because they just prayed once and nothing happened. And then they just feel like, may God show him mercy. Please try and go to the hospital. Try and get medical intervention. And then they just stopped praying or for the person's healing are wrong. Yeah, from experience, I realize that miracles happen because we don't stop, or because we did not stop praying for them. Yeah. So this is not like a repetition, or this is not vain repetition, like what the pagans do. Yeah, this is different. So people will say, Jesus said we should not keep repeating repeating our request. Yeah, that it is vain repetition. Yeah, vain repetition is different from what Jesus said. Now, the same Jesus that said, don't pray like the pagans who will keep repeating or chanting certain words for hundreds and for hundred times or for thousands of times. Yeah. The same Jesus who said that also said in Luke chapter 18. Yeah, he said it in Luke chapter 18 that men ought always to pray and not to faint. So the same Jesus that said we should not be repeating words over and over again like the pagan people also said that we should not stop to trouble God and to trouble heaven until we get what we want. Yeah. So now, what is the difference between that one that the pagans do and the one in Luke chapter 19? The difference is that the one in Luke chapter 19 has to do with a prayer that is based on the will of God. Now, is different from a prayer that is based on the will of man. Yeah. So the one explained in Luke 18 is a prayer that is based on the will of God. So which means that God Himself is willing that we get healed. God Himself is willing that we prosper. God Himself is willing that we get delivered. And He wants people that will keep telling Him to do it. He wants you to continue to tell Him to do what He is willing to do. So it's no longer a demonic prayer. When you continue to say, God, this thing you have to do it. This thing you have to do it. Yeah, because you know that thing is also the will of God for you. Yeah, but the pagans, what they are doing is not the will of God. And in fact, they are not even serving God. They are serving idols. So you are going to pray. I don't want to talk much. You're going to say, Father, give me the strength and fire to never stop praying until I get the answers to my prayers. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Miracles happen when you don't stop praying for them. That is what I have learned. And in fact, a lot of things will be exposed to you when you don't stop praying. Because the more you continue to pray, the more God continues to show you more. Concerning your request, God continues to show you more, and He continues to tell you how to pray this the prayer in a way that it will produce the results you desire. Say, Father, give me the strength and fire that will help me to be persistent in prayer until I see miracles happen. The same fire that you give Elijah, and he continues to pray until clouds start forming in the sky to produce rain. The Lord, put that same fire in me right now. The same fire you placed in Elijah, put it in me right now. The fire that will make me to be persistent in prayer until I see your miracles. Give me that fire. Give me that fire. Give me that boldness. Give me that courage. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have formal prayer points. So as I said earlier, if you have prayed for a sick person, and then you didn't see any change, go back again and pray for the person. Yeah, in fact, keep going. Yeah, until you see the change, because the change has to come. Yeah, it's non-negotiable. Yeah, the change has to come. So you can keep going to the person every day and continue to pray. Yeah, for healing for the person. So that is how to produce miracles. You continue to do it because you know it has to happen, and because it will happen. Amen. So we have formal prayer point. You are still going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, baptize me in the fire of the Holy Spirit that is able to pray until heaven begin to change life, change destinies in the earth. The Holy Spirit, baptized me with fire that will enable me to pray until heaven appear in the earth and begin to change lives, change situations, and change destinies. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. We need men that can pray at this time. We need men that can pray. We need men that want to pray heaven down into the earth. The Lord Jesus, baptize me with fire that is able to make me pray until heaven appear in the earth, to save lives, to change lives, to change situations, and to change destinies. Baptize me now in that fire. Baptize me with that fire. Baptize me with that fire. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, we don't need many people before there will be a global change. We just need some few people that want that change, and they are ready to pay whatever price that such change demands. Do you want a global revival? Do you want heaven to move on earth? And do you want to pray it into manifestation? Ask Jesus to baptize you now. Thank you, Father. In fact, just two or three people that are ready to pray and set a whole nation on fire. Just two or three Christians. Yeah. The Lord Jesus, baptize me with fire that is able to make me pray until heaven appear in the earth to do mighty works, to produce a global revival in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 30 more prayer points. Now, when we talk about being baptized in the Holy Spirit, so people don't really understand what it means. Yeah. To be baptized in the Holy Spirit is not like you put something into water and then you remove it from the water. Yeah, it's not like water baptism. Yeah. To be baptized in the Holy Ghost is that you remain in the Holy Ghost. You know, to baptize something is you dip that thing inside, maybe, you know, baptism is like immersing something, or you dip something inside a liquid like water. Yeah, so baptism means that you remain deep there. That's baptism. Yeah, that is baptism. Yeah, not that you just enter and then come out. Yeah, so we need men and women in the body of Christ who is able to carry the fullness of the Spirit all the time, not occasionally. Men who are being driven by the Spirit. You know, when you are deep inside the river now starts, you know, carrying you everywhere. Wherever the river flows, you flow. That is what baptism of the Spirit is. It means you flow with the Spirit. The Spirit is going left, you are going left. The Spirit is going right, you are going right. It's not just speaking in tongues. Yeah, it's to remain immersed in the strength. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, it must mean deep into the Holy Spirit and let me never come out of the depth. And let me begin to flow together with the Holy Spirit in all the days of my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Lord Jesus, immerse me deep into the Holy Ghost. And let me never leave the depth of the Holy Ghost. Let the Holy Ghost carry me everywhere He goes. Let the Holy Ghost make me do everything He does. In the name of Jesus, it must mean deep into the Holy Ghost right now, right now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We have two more prayer points. Yeah, sometimes our expectations are being cut off because our motives are wrong. Yeah, because our motives are wrong. Yeah, you say you need a car, why? What is the motive? If the motive has to do with pride, because you want to show some people that you have money, then God may not grant that expectation. If the motive behind your expectation from God is wrong, it is not likely to be granted. Yeah, so your motive must be spiritual and heavenly, not carnal, not worldly. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, walk in my heart and make sure that my expectations from God are founded upon the right motives and upon good questions. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, walk in my heart and ensure that my expectations from God, that my prayer request and my prayer point are founded upon good motives and good values. In the name of Jesus. Make sure that my expectations from God are founded upon spiritual reasons and not selfish and carnal and worldly reasons. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And then the last prayer point. You're going to pray. Yeah, I think we prayed we prayed this prayer during the last prayer session, and you're going to pray it again. We must be led by the Spirit of God if we are going to see miracles happen. You must be led by the Spirit of God. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, lead me in every aspect of my life. Lead me always. Open your mouth and pray like that. There should not be a part of your life that the Holy Ghost is not the one in charge. There should not be. Even if you think that aspect is not that serious, commit it to the Holy Spirit. Yeah, even if you think it's insignificant, still commit it to the Holy Spirit. Yeah, even the daily activities you do, commit it to the Holy Spirit. Let Him lead you. Let Him guide you. That is how to experience miracles. The Holy Spirit, I hand over every area of my life to You. Lead my entire life. Lead my entire life. Lead my entire days. Lead everything I do on a daily basis. Lead them. Lead them and I will follow. Lead me and I will follow. In the name of Jesus. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. King of kings, the Lord of lords, we worship and adore You. We praise You for who You are. We bless Your name for Your mercy endures forever. We worship You, Lord, for You do great and mighty things, and Your power cannot fail. Be exalted forever. In Jesus' name. Thank You, Lord, for the lives of everyone here right now. Thank You for the things You have given to them. Thank You, Lord, for the things You still want to give them. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank You for a glorious tomorrow You have for everyone here. Thank You for great things You have in store for everyone here. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that You step into every life and help Your people now in the name of Jesus. Step now into every life that I hear right now. And begin to help everyone here in Jesus' name. Everything the enemy has been doing in their lives for a very long time, and they couldn't stop the enemy. Father, I ask that you put an end to such things right now. In the name of Jesus, let the battles they have fought and fought and got no victory become your battle right now. Father, fight those battles for them. In the name of Jesus, we know that you don't lose any battle, you don't lose the fight. So I ask that you fight the battles and that you get the victory for them in the name of Jesus. I pray that everything you lay your hands upon from this day onwards shall prosper continuously in Jesus' name. Even the business you're planning to do, that business shall prosper greatly in Jesus' name. And the gates of hell shall not prevail over your soul. I decree that your soul shall fear the Lord. And your soul shall serve the Lord. And your soul shall please the Lord for the rest of your life. In Jesus' name, every sickness or disease in your body is uprooted now by the fire of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen.